You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
This is a guy who's a real leader.
Where are the jobs, Mr. President?
Mr. President, you did not kill Osama bin Laden. America did.
I did go back and look at my taxes, and over the past 10 years, I never paid less than 13%.
They're going to put y'all back in chains.
I don't need to tell you that it is Friday. It's a Friday at the Takeaway, as it is wherever you are. And it's time to take a look back at the week. And what a week it's been. Although I'm not sure when that ever isn't the case. Ron Christie, I mean, we always say, wow, look at the week behind us, right? Ron Christie is with us, Takeaway contributor, Republican political strategist. Lots to talk about for the Republicans, for sure. But let's talk about first about Paul Ryan. And I know we've talked about this before, but let's go into sort of the controversy over his support for this so-called for support for the stimulus. We seem to be getting some things out of Paul Ryan in terms of the embargo on Cuba, which he changed position on, stimulus money, which he now says that he did in fact request money from the stimulus. Is there a danger here that the Obama administration might get traction labeling him as sort of a flip-flopper?
No, quite to the contrary. I think the beauty of the Paul Ryan pick is that now that we've stopped seeing these silly attack ads from the Obama administration, no more do you see, oh, did Mitt Romney kill this woman who was a steelworker's woman who somehow lost her health insurance but really didn't? Now we're talking about substance. Now we're talking about Cuba. Now we're talking about the stimulus. Now we're talking about entitlements. The beauty of his pick is that we've elevated the level of discourse in this campaign where both sides, I think, were slinging mud and frankly looking like two kids in a sandbox. And I think the American people are saying, finally, we're getting a discussion on the real issues.
I agree that it has not been a substantial discussion. But part of that, I have to say, seems to have come from the fact that we haven't really gotten a lot of specifics from Mitt Romney or his campaign. I mean, now we can talk about the budget. Why? Because Paul Ryan actually proposed a budget. Mitt Romney has a lot of philosophies about budget issues, but we don't have a budget from him.
Well, in fairness, though, if I were advising the Romney campaign, I would have said, don't put it on the table until after the nomination. Why? Because folks are going through with a microscope, looking for gotcha games, looking for just playing games of, oh, let's stick him up on this or let's run an ad on that. And you're absolutely right, though. Putting Paul Ryan on the ticket, instantly you can say he's proposed a budget. He's proposed several budgets. He's talked about Medicare and entitlement reform. He has two plans out there. And automatically now, I think the folks, as they're coming back from the beach and they're coming back and the kids are going back to school, I think they're going to be paying a lot closer attention to what does this substantively mean and is there really a stark choice between the two candidates? And I think the answer is yes.
You know, but I'm really glad that you're here today because you're a minority. You're African American. Mm-hmm. I am also a minority. And I worry about the choice of Paul Ryan because here's the thing. In this election, Mitt Romney could get a larger proportion, a larger percentage of the white votes than any other president in history, and he could still lose. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is a real wake-up call for both the Democrats and Republicans that it's time to really start making minority issues a core piece of your platforms. Is the choice of Paul Ryan a signal that the GOP has given up on the Latino vote and just handed that over to Obama?
No, absolutely not. Look, this is someone I've known Paul Ryan for over 20 years. Not only is he a friend of mine, I would say if you look in the mold of being a compassionate conservative, this is a guy who cares about all Americans, not just those who are Caucasian, but people regardless of the color of their skin. He's looking at this of saying, we need to make sure that people, if they are economically disadvantaged, that they have the opportunity to succeed. If people don't have a proper education, that they get that proper education. So no, I take that so at a visceral level personally of like, no, the last thing that we need is to continue to be branded as being racist. And I'm tired of it. Have we done a bad job about outreach in the past?
Yes, you
absolutely
have.
We have.
I can answer that.
Yes, yes, we have. But can we do better? Yes, we can. And I think this choice actually will help galvanize some of the younger folks. And it's actually a stealthy better pick in disguise than just going after someone like Marco Rubio.
It's very stealthy to that extent, Ron. But late breaking news, we have Farai Chidea with us, distinguished writer in residence at New York University's Journalism Institute. Farai, good to see you.
Great to be with you, Celeste. I mean,
let me get you involved in this.
I have to jump right in here. You know, this man went to college based on Social Security death benefits, and he is ready to dismantle the systems of support for Americans who are deserving and in need. And I think one thing that we know right now, based on this economy, with people having been out of work for an average of 40-plus weeks, which is twice that of the previous recession, is that there are a lot of deserving people. 60 Minutes just did a piece, you know, on Sunday about people nearing retirement age who were let go and who were, you know, mowing the lawns, you know, guys who used to wear suits to work, mowing the lawns to put food on the table. And I just think that this whole idea of the culture of dependency really undermines the American value of hard work and how hard people are struggling. And the Ryanomics is an absurdity. Even many Republicans think so. So I think that when you look at Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney, they haven't resolved their own differences.
Well, over, yeah, Mitt Romney has distanced himself. But and I was wondering,
they've gone back and forth. I mean, it's weird.
And, you know, Fry, I wanted to get your response because, you know, it's been 5 or 6 days. But when Mitt Romney was announcing the choice of Paul Ryan, he used some words that really kind of pricked up some ears because they've been an issue in the past. And I'll get you both in on this because I'm sure you both want to say something. Specifically things like adding work back to welfare.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't need to explain that. This is often coded language.
It's the
language.
Southern strategy. Yeah. I mean, it's the northern version, the Mitt Romney, Massachusetts northern version of the Southern strategy, which is to use racial code to divide the electorate. And that's just great. But, you know, I've been out and reported on the Tea Party in Yuma, Arizona, and these are some of the same people who are caught up in what Mitt Romney calls the culture of dependency, another code word, along with the Southern strategy. There's so many more poor whites who are actually caught up in...
Most people on welfare are
white.
Yeah,
exactly. So, but that doesn't mitigate the code. The code remains the code. And I just think that, you know, when you have a guy who got a $70,000 deduction for a dressage horse, which is more than the average income for a family of four, I'd like to see that culture of dependency move right on along.
All right. This is where I do my best John McEnroe moment and say, you can't be serious.
Oh, I'm completely serious.
And here's why I'm completely serious. President Obama is not serious at all about reforming entitlements. If we do nothing, Social Security is going to be bankrupt in 2033. So you can say all you want of, oh, you know, we're going to have senior citizens mowing the lawn and putting people out. There is no framework in place by this administration to deal with entitlement reform. That's number one. Number two, at least we're having a discussion. At least the presence of Paul Ryan putting him on the ticket says, we need to reform it. Here are my plans. Where's your plan, Mr. President? But this coded word, this Southern strategy nonsense, this administration has played the race card and has played the racial divisiveness that I have never seen in my lifetime in politics in 21 years. Even just earlier this week in Danville, Virginia, the vice president of the United States saying, oh, gonna put y'all back in chains. He can talk normally like a fellow from Delaware up until he's in a mixed African-American audience. Then all of a sudden he's gonna say y'all and put y'all back in chains. This administration has played the race card, continues to play the race card, calling a poll tax of actually having a valid voter ID, which the Supreme Court upheld in 2008, and a 6-3 majority opinion by John Paul Stevens. This nonsense has got to stop, and this administration has gone from hope and change and is going to do everything they can to try to squeak by in an election and using race, and I'm sick of it.
Ron Christie, on a roll.
Yeah,
go ahead,
exactly.
Fry.
Well, you know, I mean, I have to say I agree that this was not Joe Biden's finest moment, but the man does have a bit of a lead foot. But he was not, like Mitt Romney, born with a silver foot in his mouth.
But it doesn't matter. Mitt Romney had said that, the Democrats would have jumped on him and said he's racist.
I will give you a bye on Joe Biden. You know, bye Biden. But the reality is, I cannot even believe. I mean, if you simply not looking over your 21 years of political experience, if you go back to Newt Gingrich's language in the primaries, that alone took the racial cake compared to anything that's gone on by the Obama administration.
Yeah.
So we don't have to look in the rearview mirror. We just have to look over our shoulders.
Oh, are you kidding? Yeah. A nation of cowards. All the comments by President Obama, by the Attorney General of the United States.
Little black children to clean their urban schools.
That's actually taken out of context. I'm no fan of Newt Gingrich, but I was actually there when he made these comments, and I heard it in the entire contextual reference of what he said, and it wasn't racist. But again, this is my point.
But hey, Newt Gingrich isn't running for office.
Oh, no.
It's between Mitt Romney and President
Obama.
Yes,
but he was saying that it's the most racially charged thing he's heard in 21 years, and that I will not give a bye.
All right. Okay. It's Friday. We're all leaving as friends. I want everyone out there in the world to know that these two people really
friends.
Like each other.
We're like dear friends, actually.
Yes, exactly. These are people that can disagree and absolutely get along. That is Farai Chidea. She is a political analyst and distinguished writer in residence at New York University's Journalism Institute. And Ron Christie, of course, takeaway contributor, Republican political strategist. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, Celeste.
You can catch up with anything like that conversation or anything else at our website. It's thetakeaway.org. And today is my last day with The Takeaway.
No.
It has been a terribly awesome pleasure to share every morning with you and be part of your morning commute. Been here for 3 years. I can't even count the number of broadcasts and early mornings. I am going to be able to sleep in next week and I will be enjoying it. However, I want everyone to watch. I have election specials coming out, one of them with Farai Chidea on PBS, special election coverage for PBS on World Channel. Those premiere during the week of the RNC convention and run all the way through the elections. And we'll have live coverage from the Republican National Convention and the Democratic Convention as well. So watch for that on World Channel. I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.